Okay, how to do on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, we're learning about Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa, by a tefillin bag. That's Kedushas Tefillin. So I believe we left off by Boim and Reder of Nechunya, Rav Yehuda. Yeah? We're learning about tefillin, Hilchos tefillin, and now we're going to talk about tefillin, where you put the tefillin. We learned about tefillin basic kisei, and now tefillin, what do you do with your tefillin when you go to sleep? Chav Gimel Amid Beis. About seven lines from the bottom, exactly. Boim and Rav Yosef, Breder of Nechunya, Meichav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Nechunya, can you put your tefillin underneath your head when you go to sleep? Can you put it underneath your pillow? I don't have a shayla not to put them underneath your feet. Because you want your tefillin in close proximity to when you sleep. You want them for shmira, right? For shmira purposes. What we had already goes both ways. You're shayma your tefillin, and your tefillin is shayma you. So shaylas, can you put underneath your pillow? That's a safe place for it, and it's not per se derech b'zayin. He says, I don't have a shayla, tachas mer aglaysav, lay me boyli. I don't have a shayla if you can't put them underneath your feet. The shenayg ben minig b'zayin, it's b'zayin, ki kam me boyli, tachas mer aglaysav mai. What about underneath your head? I'm like, hachem mer, Shmuel, mota afili ishte imai. You can put it underneath your head, and even if a person's wife is with him, which we're going to see, even though it includes tashmish, right? But as I invite you, your tefillin are not right there, and you have them there to watch them, so it is going to be mutter to keep it. That's what Shmuel holds. Okay, so you can put it underneath your head, and even if his wife is with him, right? So we have a brayse that says that you could put it underneath your head, but however, it argues on Shmuel and says if a person's wife is with them, which may include physical contact and intimacy, it's going to be aser. If you have a place that is above his head, a shelf 3 tvachim above, which is about between 9 and 12 inches above his head, or 3 tvachim below his bed. So then, Dr. Ashley, it's yaitzi, So then schar is considered a different rishus. It's not love it to the bed. Gimel tefachim is always yishir love it. Once it's disconnected from the bed, it is going to be mutter, even though it is in close proximity. And you have to understand, lechay, we're talking about the tefillin or kis lefnim min hakis. It's in a double covering. So the tefillin are not exposed. Just the question is, you know, as far as the fact that physically they're there. So it says it's going to be usher, unless you have a place that's disconnected from the bed. So Tiyufta the Shmuel Tiyufta. So it's a steer on Shmuel. Shmuel's not a Meira. He can't argue on the Braisa. Amar Rava Afgav Tanya Tiyufta the Shmuel. Even though we have a Braisa that argues the Shmuel, Hilchsa Kavase. Talach is like him. My time, call Lintirinu Tfei Odiv. Anything he's doing to watch the Tvillin from Zakhtar Rashi, from Achbarim, Ganavim, etc., from anyone's going to take his Tvillin, that is odd if the possible bezayin that is being brought to the tefillin. So you do the best you can to present them in the least bezayinistic way, at the same time giving the ultimate shmira that is preferred. The shaila is via zoy. Do you have a brisa? And all of a sudden we say, well, we have a svar connected to brisa. I am not sure. I'm sure all the mafarshim talk about it. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Where are you putting it? If you're putting tachas mer hashayisav, so where specifically tachas mer hashayisav underneath the head, do you put them? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben kar lekesis. Between your pillow and the mattress, like a naked rosh. However, your tefillin are in a bag, so you put the bag part that's above the tefillin underneath your head, and the bulk part of the tefillin goes out, and your head's not resting directly on it. V'atani Rav Chiya, menicha b'kav tachas mer hashayisav. Rav Chiya says you put it in the b'kava. You put it, Rashi says, because it's hua kis shalem. You put it in their tefillin bag directly beneath your head. Zokting more, it doesn't mean directly beneath your head. That the mapik lay, lemarosha, the kaiva, the bar. You put that, the chelik of the tefillin bag sticking that has the tefillin, the bulk of the tefillin in it, outside, meaning the top part of the tefillin bag, the empty part is underneath your head, but the bulk part of the tefillin with the actual tefillin in it is placed not underneath the head. Bakapar tzailu b'kilos of apik lemer shen lebar. Bakapar, he tied the tefillin bag and hung down from his kila, from his kila, which is the canopy around his bed and the partition. They had some sort of structure they used to have around their beds to hang curtains from, and so he hung his tefillin on that curtain rod, or that was around his bed, and he actually positioned the tefillin to be hanging outside the curtain that would be outside the rishus of his bed. He put it on, he had a step stool next to his bed, and he put it on his sharshifa, on the stool next to his bed, and he covered it, and he put another covering on top of it. Rav Hamnuna, son of Yosef, says that one time we went to learn by Rava, and Rava wanted to teach us how he was knowing halacha lemaisa with his tefillin that night. And he told me, Zil, I see li tefillin, go bring me my tefillin from my house. And I found him being kyle the kesses between the pillow and the matches. And I knew that his wife had gone to the mikveh the previous night, which means that there was intimate contact with the tefillin there. And the reason why he sent me to observe all this was lagmuri ule agmuran, and to teach us halacha le maisu david. He did this in order that we could see halacha maisu. What's the deal? Two people laying in the same bed and they're under the same cover and they're not wearing too much clothing because that's the way people slept that night. And can they say tefillin? Can they say kriyashma by turning their backs on each other? facing each other, obviously it's possible you can't, because people's erevs tend to be on the front of them, and male, if they're facing each other's erevs, it's a problem. However, if they turn their backs on each other, what is the deal? Is that okay? Right? The Shmuel says that when it comes to Kriyashma, that you person can say Kriyashma with his wife in bed. With him, say Mela, who are then Acher? Who are then another person? Maybe a wife is more kal saying Kriyat Shema together with her, because a wife a person is used to. So male, if he's machzeh upon, if he turns around, he's not being distracted by his wife that he's used to her being in the bed. However, who told you that someone else that he's not used to is less of a distraction? Maybe it's more of a distraction or more of an error problem. Right, because again, the Indian of Erev is the Indian of distraction. That's part of it, right? The Indian of that the Erev distracts or taiva, however you're going to describe it. But at the end of the day, the less used to it a person is, it can be more distracting. So Mela, what's the raya from Ishtai? So Adrav Ishtai Kigufay Achalav Kigufay. So like Rashi Ishtai Kigufay V'rogabav Laka Hirer. Kuli hai, Rashi adds in. Okay, so Avada, you're not going to say the Isha Kigufa Mamish, but Vileka here, Kuli hai, it's more Kigufa than someone else. Mesve. Shnaim Shashen Mita Achazem Achazpan Bukari, Zeka Machazpan Bukari. Tani Achriti Ayash Mita Bonam Vene Besa Bitsi Dari Zer Leike Kishma. Alamkin Haisin Talos Mafsikas Benayim. Mahi Bonam Vene Besa Katana Mutter. So the Gemara says we have a stira. One, Bryce says, two people sleep in the same bed. They face opposite each other and they say Kriyashma. The other one says Hayashmita Bonavane Baisabitsida, his children and his wife are with him, right? How is that like Kriyashma? Okay, because Talos Mafsekas Benim, you have to mamash be separated with different talis, with different covers. Vimhay Bonavane Baisik Tam for the very small mutter, Bishlab Baisik like Kasha, Habishtai Ba'acher. According to Rabbi Yosef, that he was Mechalik between Ishtai. Bishlab Rabbi Yosef. That he told Rabbi Yehuda that the chiluk between Isha and Acher, Isha is kigufa and mutter, and everyone else is asar, right? So habi Isha habi Acher. So very good. The Braisa says you can lane. Let's talk about Isha. The Braisa says you can't. Let's talk about Acher. Non Isha, it's not kigufa. El Shmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, meaning not Shmuel Acher, the way of Yehuda tied Shmuel. Right, the truth is it's really Shmuel, because Shmuel says Vafilu Ishtai Imai, Remapsha Kol Shken Acher, right? And Rabbi Yosef is arguing Shmuel's Svara of Yishtoi v'koshkin Achim. Because that's Shmuel's Svara, because the fact that Shmuel says Vafilu Yishtoi, Mashmei Shorli Achim. Rabbi Yosef tainit, Dan L'chayra, that there's a big chiluk. Why are you saying Yishtoi is more kal? Why are you saying Yishtoi is more chamer? Excuse me, it's a big chiddush. Yishtoi is more kal, because Kegufai. Al Shmuel Kashim, according to Shmuel, that Yishtoi and everybody is the same. What's the haggard be Miashah Steer and Bryce's? One Bryce says it's Mutter, one Bryce says it's also, and everyone's the same according to Shmuel. Everyone's equally Mutter. Amalach Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Minicha. According to Rabbi Yosef, is it good? Vatanya, even the Bryce that says it's also is talking about his wife also. Amalach Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, if you ask him to Yishtoi, Minicha, Vatanya, Hayashim, Mita, Vanam, and Ebeisai, Bemita, Lekur Kishma, Alakay, and Hashtas, Masak, Smenayim. Right, it says one of the cases is bnei beisai, and what he's saying it doesn't mean they're all together in the same bed. You're picturing a bed for seven people. Banav ubnei beisai means banav oy bnei beisai, right? So it says even just his wife, bnei beisai refers to his wife. It says he can't say kriyat shema, and Mimela, you're telling me that you according to your Rabbi Yosef, if you give me mechalak one bryce and not talk about ishtai, and that's why it's aser. It's mismatch even ishtai is aser. El ma'aseh chalmeiwa ishtai Rabbi Yosef tanoihi lididi nami tanoihi. So very so Rabbi Yosef, you're gonna have to be masking. You have another bryce. You have a brayse that says Ishtoi is taka aser, right? So mela, there's a machlekes about it. So too, l'didi nami tanai. So mela, I could say that this machlekes tanai is a broader machlekes, whether everyone is the same and mutter, or whether everyone's the same and aser. Zok the heilige gemara, Amar Mar, ze machs panim v'kari kishma. We said in the brayse that you could turn your back on someone and say kriyishma. At least according now, we just said that's a matter of dispute, right? Because at least according to Rabbi Yosef, right? That there's going to be a bris that argues it. According to Shmuel, because this machs part of a kari, the machs part of a kari, could be talking about a wife, and everyone would agree to it. Amar ze machs part of a kari kriyishma. In fact, the Gemara, what does it help turning it back to each other? Very good. The main errors are not facing each other. Veikah gavais. However, there is the back. Backs, ends of people that are have some sort of din erva that are facing each other. The Gemara says the right to Rav Huna that erva is only the mamish, the makam erva itself, and any extended areas, including the back end of people, is not considered erva. Let's say we could bring a ride to Rav Huna from Meseches Chala. Aisha, Yeshavas, Vikoisal Chalasa Rum, and Shechel Chasis Panea Bekarka, Avlayish. It says a woman who's not wearing any clothes can take off Chal and make a bracha because when she's sitting down, when she's sitting on the ground, her erva is covered. Mashenke Neish, his erva is not covered by sitting on the ground because the anatomy of a man is not covered when he sits on the ground. Mashenke, the anatomy of a woman is naturally covered when she's sitting on the ground. So, Ay, Lechaira, there's Agavais. Right, the ikur erva is covered when she's sitting on the ground. However, agavos l'chayra are not covered. Elamai, you see, agavos ain't b'mishum erva. Tagim Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kigon shayu paneh tuchos b'karka. No, it's not a raya, right? Because it could be talking about that she's sitting in a way that she is taka covered, even though agavos, right? The ground is soft enough. Maybe it's like a sand type of thing. And she could be sitting a little bit embedded in the ground enough to make it that even the agavis are covered. But it wouldn't be a raya for sure that agavis ain't behem mishum erva. If your children are small, it's not a problem saying kishma with them in the bed. It's not a problem with erva on small children. I come to what age is not considered erva on small children? Once she's 3 years old, so the halacha is 3 years old is halacha Moshe Sinai is a shear that's considered a bia, and if someone is boiling an erva that is 3 years old, he is chayav misa. She's pater from misa because she's a ketana, but the boil, assuming he's a gadol, will be chayav misa. And if a woman has or any erva has relations with a boy who is older than 9 years old, so then the gadol will get misa because whatever the issur is, obviously the katan is not ready for an einish till he's bar mitzvah. But at the end of the day, the sheer of becoming nervous is 3 for a girl and 9 for a boy. And Mela Zaktav Chizda, whenever they practically have Isser Erva, that's when there's going to be a problem saying Kriya Shema, can I get that Erva? Right? Yikadarim, some say no. It's not totally in the halacha l'mahesh b'sinei status of Isser Erva. It's totally in Taiva. And Mela calls man, they don't present B'derach Taiva in the age that they're developed, that there's any Taiva associated with their bodies, then it is mutter. It could not be tenek spas yiral shana v'yemechad, v'tinek ben shtey mesei shana v'yemechad, yidi v'yidi ad kedei shadayim nechayne sarach temech, meaning the shir of yir alef and the shir of yir beis, that's how you touch the words yidi v'yidi. Normally yidi v'yidi is going back into man darm. But here's going on to two shirim that we said, yir alef and yir beis, right? L'chayat how they touch it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Edith, it's an interesting logic because you have two sheets, and normally Edith would be going back on both sheets. Here it's going on both genders that we spoke about, Tanaikas and Tinaik. The Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, a year before the Bar Mitzvah, the Bas Mitzvah, that's around the time that children start, the bodies start forming into adult type of bodies. And male at that point, there is an Indian, there is a problem of Taiva. Omalei, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi. We said previously at the bottom of the base that Shmuel said that a person could sleep with his tefillin in his bed, even though we had a braisa that said otherwise, because we said a svar called linterinu, top words on the page. Tvei adiv, right? What's the deal over here, Hachamai? Over here, what's halacha? Do we pass like Shmuel? When it comes to saying Kriya Shema, right, by Tfilin or Mekel, like Shmuel, what about saying Kriya Shema, I feel Ishti Imai, and Shmuel even said, I feel Acha Imai, that they don't face each other. Amalei, Atakul B'chad, Amacht, Machatin, Mehechatesi, Tatsush tell them that we should pass it like Shmuel, we should be so Mekel. Meaning, you're going to have to determine the Lach, not for sure the Lach is not like him, but Mehechatesi, that Tfilin and Kriya Shema are totally ha, baha. Alechdin, Mehitmar, 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 Amalei, Amari, Lera Papa, New halacha, ser, yaitse big name out, karla, ser. If a person has hair for the makam erva sticking out from his clothing, and that's, can you say, kriyashma keneget that? You can't say kriyashma keneget erva. What about the ser that's associated with the erva? So Rapapa said, karla, ser. Hair is hair, machnashais, where it's connected to. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, tefach, isha erva, tefach of skin, megula and a woman that's meant to be covered. It's considered erva. Okay, meaning her, if tefach on her face is not an erva, but a tefach on her arm, above her elbow, or a neckline, below the collarbone, or on the legs, you're going to see even the sheikh shebe isha's erva, right, which would include why women have to, if a woman's not wearing socks, and their feet are exposed in front of you, you can't say kriyashma in front of that. That's an erva. It's in fact, nemar lamai. What's a negeh that's erva? Ilaim listukuliba, that's coming to tell me if it's less than a tefach, I could look at it. What are you talking about? You can't look at a woman, even if she's covered, right? And even less than a tefach, right? Right? Why does the pasuk count by midyan? It mentions that they had all sorts of they got all sorts of jewelry as part of the spoils, as part of the shlal mechama, and it goes to different types. It has etzadav, etzamid, right? Different bracelets and necklaces and earrings, and then it mentions a type of jewelry called the kamos. The kamos, it kaimas. The kaimas is a jewelry that they would wear by Yisrael Makim, but Makim Erva. So why does the Torah count them all together? Lomalach, he wants to tell you a halacha, kama staka, bespek tal, shishkil, staka, makam, a tarif. That when it comes with a woman, any stockless that a woman, in order to have hanah from looking at her, it doesn't matter whether she sneezes or not. You could be looking at her pinky finger, which is not meant to be covered. Avazayvayt, a person is looking in order to have a hanah from the woman. That's a mistaka by a rayas. And it's kilu mistaka makam a tarif. There's no difference between that and looking at the most sensitive parts of a woman. Ella, he writes in Mela, it's not totally in tefach, not tefach, which is not a very big site. You know, people think nowadays, oh, it's only G-rated, it's only PG-rated, you know, saying, and do you have that everything is being presented in a way just to give the most stock, and forget for the fact that there's a Harbi Tvachim that are Megulam, but assuming that there's nothing to do, not even Tefach Megulam, right? Everyone's being super tznius, right? It's a frum production. right? Let's say it's a film production, and they put women in it, right? Agent Emmis, right? They put his mother on it, right? That is the problem with Takas Barayas, right? And the front papers, the Takas Barayas Makbid, you don't put ads with women in it because you're not allowed to look at a woman. If you put them in ad, you put it there to look at them. There's women on the street. Yeah, you're not supposed to look at them. You know, but you take the paper and you're sitting in the privacy. You're caught staring at a woman in the street. They're like, "What are you looking at? Are you crazy?" And I'm like, "Well, she's yeah, but why are you looking at her?" Right, right. And so you know it's out of place. But a person has an ad in the paper, right? And the paper, they're sitting in the privacy. Who knows? And there's nothing stopping them. And it's taka usher. It's also garment. It's a problem of lifneiver and the publications that are consider themselves from. They just say, "Oh, we're normal." They're being ivy kavaligi surim. Ella beishtai u likvishma. This that says there's a shear of tefach beisha. That's concerning his wife, who you're allowed to look at. She's not an erva. She's your wife. However, when the person is Isaac with Dvar Shabikdusha, then he can't. That's a stira. But Dvar Shabikdusha with the erva of even the erva that's mutter. I'm Rav Chisda. So Bekitza, if a wife is Hadmokim Megula less than a tefach, if he's not looking at it, if it's just Kenegda, and he's not looking at it, it's mutter to say Kriyashma. Right? If it is Kenegda, he has to turn around to make a Shalai Kenegda. I'm Rav Chisda. Shaykh Beisha Erva, a woman's leg is Erva. Shnema Gali Shaykh Ivri Naharis, they have to reveal their legs to what to cross the river. Describes this as a person's Erva being, a woman's Erva being Nizgal. Amishmul, Kalbisha Erva, Shnema Kikalach, Ariv Marach Nava. A woman's singing voice is Erva. I believe it. I'm touching it as singing voice. Even though Mechadeh, maybe she's just talking. That's the way it's generally touched. What do they say? What do they say over there?
Let's see what they
They don't say what I mean. The general taitch of it is a woman singing, but when you read it, when I'm reading it now, and then last time I read also, I said mechdeis singing. Maybe just if a woman's just hearing her talk is problematic.
So they mentioned the Ritva and the Rashba and Kol Bisharva Hainu Kol Shal Zemer, Avo Kol Shainu Shal Zemer in Lo Din Erva.
Right. Does anyone argue on it? I'm saying the pasha says yeah. That's the way it's that's generally the way it's taitch. Wow. Where it's understood.
Yeah. There's another three paragraphs here. So. But that was just the Ritva and the Rashba.
Okay.
I guess there are others.
Yes, absolutely. When you read it straight, it would just mean you hear a woman talking, right? Women, you know, their voices are not meant to be to overheard by men. I mean, or at least it presents a problem of doing Dvaram Shabakdusha when their women's voice is in the background. Okay, I'm not sure. Allah Chalamaisa. It'd be interesting to look at. There's an Ebenezer. Okay.
What's also with what it brings in here is Sheikh, right? Rashi says Beishasesh.
We're talking about Ko?
Sheikh.
Sheikh.
It's a second skinny
yeah,
line.
Yeah. I have a letter there. I am Bachar.
What
is
it saying though?
I put the Rashi
Allah.
Sheikh
of a woman.
Sheikh of a woman.
What am I missing?
Oh, it could be talking about the Ishtai. It could be talking about Beishtai and Benegeya saying
so
Beishtai, meaning his own wife, maybe. Of another woman, you're saying?
Of his own wife.
No, you wouldn't. No, Sheikh Beishtai means his wife. That's how I would teach it. Beishtai Kilo. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not an age.
Yeah. I'm not sure. That's a good shot. Yeah. I see there's a Bach on this trying to explain what Rashi means. It's hard to know. On the surface, it's hard to know what Rashi means, yeah. Sheikh Beishtai. Ish, Sheikh Beish Erva. I'm not sure. Unless it's saying that Sheikh Beish Erva is not been a gay Kriyashma, it's just been a gay Stam looking at it. Mm-hmm. So it should have to be an Erva, you know what I'm saying? Meaning, if Sheikh Beish Erva means in an Erva, this is being Mistaka by Erva. So if it's not talking about a gay Kriyashma, but a gay wife, it's not a problem. I'm not sure what word I'm saying. And they bring down what the Bach says on it? I really should have the Masifta here. They bring down the Bach?
No.
Nothing? Okay. We'll have to look that up. Your voice is sweet and your look is pleasant. Okay, so we find that when Mishabech, the beautiful woman, includes her hair, it is erva. Now this is Africa by a married lady, as we all know. So the shot will be why is one more than the other, one more erva than the other. The answer is because what's minig to be covered becomes erva. Masha and Kain, if it's never covered, then by non-married women doesn't have the same draw as a married woman. Rabbi Chanina, Ani Rishis Rabbi Shetal Tzilv. Rabbi Chanina said, I saw Rabbi that he hung up his tefillin on a hook. Meisfe, you're not allowed to hang up your tefillin. Tzilv Tzilv Yitzel Chayiv. If someone hangs up his tefillin, we hang up his life. His life gets hung up in the balance. Darsh Chemur's Amru, if they learn that from the Pasuk Taicha, Vayichayecha Tulum Lecha Mineged, when it says you're going to have zero security, your whole life is going to be like hung up in front of you. Zah, Tal Tfilah, this is someone who hangs up his tefillin, like Kasha, Abritzah, Abakatitza. So it could be that a chilek how you're hanging up. You're hanging up by the Ritzu and the Batra hanging down, that's the Chazayin. If the Batra on the hook and the Ritzu is hanging down, that's not a problem. You boy say Malaysia, Ritzu, Malaysia, Katitza, it's always Osir. Chital Rebbe kissed the Tali, hung up its tefillin bag. Yahi, Mile Memra. What's a Chiddish? It's Poshet. You know, of course you hang up the bag. I would think there's a positive halacha, just like it's Tarif Tarif has to be Munach and Aaron, so too Tfilin has to be Munach. Kamashmala, Tfilin don't have that halacha of Sefer Tarif, meaning Sefer Tarif has a specific halacha of Kavod of Hanacha. Tfilin don't have a special halacha of Kavod, they just can't be Derech B'Zayin. Hanging it up is not Derech B'Zayin. It's a neutral matzit. I saw Rebbe that he burped, he yawned, he sneezed, he spit, and he shook out his garments to get lice off it during Shemoneh Esrei. Avlohei misatek, if his towels fell off, he did not pick his towels up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And when he did yawn, he put his hand on his chin, meaning he covered his mouth, and not the mouth shouldn't be wide open. Meisvei, Esi Akasha, a lot of these, and they have a Bryce that says a lot of these things are also. Someone stops when I say out loud, he's showing that he's displaying a lack of emunah. Someone that talks very loud and raises voice loud in tefillah, he's considered minaviyah sheker. We find the viyah sheker by Elio Bar Carmel, or is it by Shmuel? By Elio Bar Carmel, we find that the Nevi'ah Sheker they started screaming very loud when they were trying to do their avodah. Megayik mefayik harizeh migasiruch. If a person burps and sneezes during davening, he's being a big shot. Misatch betfilos is simin radla. If someone sneezes, it's a bad simin. Yeshem in nikushim mechor. It's clear. Well, misatch until now, it's just sneezing, right? It says it's simin radla. Yeshem simin nikushim mechor. It shows that he's a disgusting person. All right, betfilos. Kila right for Nehemel, because if he spat in front of a king. Mishlam begayik mefayik lekasha. Kind of lines and kind of tiny. So Rebbe, that he did it, we could say it was an oinus, and this Bryce saying don't burp and don't yawn willingly. So meleikim and chalik, because mekayik and mefayik, burping and yawning can have different levels of oinus and rotzen. El misatish kasha, but sneezing is always oinus. Rashi says so. One, the how could Rebbe Nasi sneeze when the Bryce says it's a bad sign, right? Meaning, well, maybe Rebbe sneezed. It was an oinus. The Keteris that we would not imagine, Rebbe Nasi would have anything happen during his davening, that would be a bad sign. Right? There's two types of misatish. Misatish is a sneeze, but misatish also could be passing gas. And Mimela, the one that's Simon Rabbit, and that's Bechor of the Bryce, is not talking about a regular sneeze. And Rebbe was a regular sneeze. Rab Zera, Ha Milsa, Avali Bey Ravamnuna, Petakili Kikulu Tamudai. He said, Rab Zera says, this is something that I learned by Ravamnuna, and I appreciate it like all my learning. Hamasatish, but if he lost his Simon Yafalai, right? If someone sneezes during Shemoneh Esrei, it's a good sign for him. Because why? It shows a sneeze is gratifying, and just like you're being gratified down here, it's showing you that they are that they're going to do, Rashi says, that they're going to answer his tefillas, right? They're going to do, Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide you with Nachas Ruach, meaning he's going to answer your tefillas. Ela, Reka Rekasha, but what's the pshat with Reik? Rabbi spit, and the Bryce is spitting is Kilo Reik Lefnei HaMelech. Depends how you do it. He should spit into his towels. No, he should do it into what hangs down from his head covering. So that's mutter. That's what Rebbe did. Mashiach, you spit in front of yourself. That is kilo rek fnei melech. Ravina have a kar yachid of Rabashi. Ravina was davish ben esbehan Rabashi. It's amal reik. Rabashi has to spit. Paskel achari, spit behind him. Amalei l'savar l'mar l'hod Rav Yehuda mazli bar faksusa. Don't you hold that you're supposed to do it in a way that you're not spitting it out? You're spitting it into your article of clothing. Amalei anah nina datai. I am finicky. Mela, I have no choice but to turn around and spit behind me. Only if you could concentrate saying quietly. However, if hearing the words gives you better kavana, it's mutter. Right? However, if you're amongst other people and you can disturb the davening, then it's going to be a problem. And surely you can't scream it, but you could just say it audibly if that gives you more kavana. Rabbi Yehuda come by the basic iron. Rabbi wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda had a problem with moving to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi was making himself scarce around Rabbi Yehuda until he was able to escape to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda called Oyla, me bubble Eretz Yisrael. Everybody say Rabbi Yehuda holds you in gullus and bubble. It's also go up to Eretz Yisrael. Never bubble you. Vushami you. Ad yam pakti nu ayisam nu mashem. You have to be there. You're going to be there. And he looks at his lashon mitzvah. You mechuyev to be there until I take you out. Amal, but he said in the meantime, Eizav Hashemim nei milsim beis vada vada apik. Let me go have some time. Let me go stand outside the base medish. And then I'll go. He heard through the window. And Tana was saying in front of Rav Yehuda the following. Someone's davish by an esrei and he passes gas. And it's he has to wait. He has to pause from davening till the smell clears. Others say that a different type of halacha, the same idea. If a person needs to pass gas at that point, he can't do it in and he can't hold it in, right? So he can't do it where he's been davening because the makom where he's been davening has kedusha. He has to move away from the makom kaddish for amos and then over there misatish. And then at that point, he waits till the smell clears and then he continues davening where he is. He has to excuse himself. It's our tani. You create us nekavim, different orifices, chalum, hollow areas. We are mevusa dika mentioned in our lifetime, and surely after a person ifta he's rima v'seleh he becomes worms. At that point he can continue where he left off. Rababa said he was very excited that he got to hear this halacha, and if I came ta'ilum hazeh for this, or if I came all the way here to the base Spanish just for this, it would be kedai. Someone is sleeping at night, and the now comes the morning, and needs to say Kriya Shema, and it's too cold to say Kriya Shema to get out of bed. And he can't even stick out his head to say Kriya Shema. Now the problem is underneath the cover, he's not wearing any clothes. So if he's underneath the covers, everything he's looking, he's facing his own erva. So normally you would tell him to stick your head out from underneath the covers. And now you're not facing your erva. However, it's too cold, right? So what does he do? We tell him press down on your neck with the cover to your neck and make a hefsik that you're blocking your upper body from your erva. Some say that you should make the hefsek alibay, meaning you should have a hefsek should already be between your heart and your erva, and surely the head and the erva. Tanakamba haliba reis erva. According to Tanakamba, he doesn't have a problem that you don't have a hefsek between your heart and your erva. Is it not a problem that your heart observes your erva? You have to know it's not a svara, but there is I guess there's some sort of understanding either naturally or misaira that leaves. Can observe an erva.
No, or the Tosis mentions it on the other side when you have two people sleeping in the bed.
Yeah.
He says, you know, so just But I was if you right, you see, but you see your own erva, right? Like, who cares if it's two people? You see your own, so you cover. But then he says, oh, but the lev also sees it. Since you shemur the ksever liba rois erva mutter yinami chayzes big there connected liba, which is
kind
of what this gemara is saying.
Yeah, because Rashi over there is really talking. Is really talking about also. He says that the ervas are mamash negez ebes, or at least coming, getting close enough to make a person uncomfortable. But Rashi Taisa is handling the liba part.
Like, yeah.
The raya part.
Don't need two people, even one person, you're still
right. Okay. For Tanakam, our liba is erva. Because liba is erva mutter. Our Rafuna saying he doesn't have a problem of leiv seeing erva. Someone's walking in the dirty alleyways, and he needs to say Kriya Shema, because when Kriya Shema is passing, what does he do? He can make a hefsik around his mouth by covering his mouth and sort of making a hefsik between his mouth and the voice of the dirty alleyways around him. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. Ravuna said the name of Rabbi Yechon. Rav Chizda said Ravuna in Blasha Shvua. Marmalir Rabbi Yechon bePumei. If I would have heard this from Rabbi Yechon himself, like Tayasnalei, I wouldn't have listened to him, because it just seems to be a tremendous chiddush, right? That somehow putting your hand over your mouth makes a hefsek between your mouth and the area around you. Yigdam Rav Rabbi Chan Rabbi Shuba Levi. Hayimahalpuvus Metanofs Minichad of Piv Vekar Kishma. Some say Rabbi Chan said the name of Shuba Levi. And I'm Rav Chizda, who was the Bala member in the previous member, it was Rav Huna, but here's Rav Chizda responds to Rav Shuba Levi in the name of Rabbi Chan, the name of Shuba Levi. Halakim, I believe Rabbi Shuba Levi ben Levi bePumi. Let you say Asalei, I would not even be mekabel from Shuba Levi himself. Miyam Rav Huna, Achim Rav Huna, Tav Chacham also like Lam Makom Atzinafas. If he after Lam believe here, Taira. How could Rav Huna say that you're in a mavoyis that's been Atzinafas saying Kriya Shema? You're not allowed to be the bechlal because you can't be mahar to return mavoyis of Atzinafas. So how could he even say you could say Kriya Shema over there? Zok Tamor like Kasha Kamayim Kam Mahalich. We're not talking about he's standing there. Well, he can't stand there. But sometimes people have to walk through, and it's among Kriya Shema. So then he came up with a patent to cover your mouth. Right? It's a problem of hearer. So how does it help to cover your mouth? The hearer is still a problem. If you're walking, it's different. You see, Rabbi Yochanan stopped in Mivayis Tanafis. He refused. He didn't have an Eitzah to cover his mouth, even though he was walking. After they got through Mivayis Tanafis, he had a whole shaila about Rabbi Bo. He was the one with Mafsik. When he got through the Mivayis Tanafis, he had stopped saying Kriya Shema, and he asked Rabbi Yochanan at that point, "Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, lechana hader, where do I go back? Amalei, sheisik teilik maskul chayz the reish." Right, so you see, Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Rabbi Bo. You have to stop because Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell Rabbi Bo, "Hey, what are you stopping for? You could just cover your mouth and you're walking. It's not a problem. You're not standing still." Right, so you see, even walking is a problem because Rabbi Yochanan. There's no eitzah. You have to stop. Chachamalei says not a right. L'di lo sfili. I by the hold, you could have covered your mouth and continue walking, saying Kriya Shema, and walking in Pimahar. The hearer is not a problem, and the mouth is covered. But you have a problem with it. You held for some reason it's also. Lemaisa, you stopped. And mainly you stopped because you mechayiv to stop. When you mechayiv to stop, that's a bigger hefsek. And if you show kedei ligmar eskuli, we chayiv lirosh. Tanya kavas rafuna, tanya kavas rav chizda. Tanya kavas rafuna, mahal pun vasin ofis. Minyach yada pivik kriya shema. It says beferish, a person can cover the mouth and say kriya shema. It's not a problem of hear her when he's mahalach. Tanya kavas rav chizda, mahal pun vasin ofis. Leik kriya shema. There's no eitzah. Leik oid al shema yukari uba paisik. You have to stop. Why pasuk mai? What happens if you do not? I'm Rabbi Yashi. I'm Rabbi Yashi. Braid. Rabbi Yishev Balevi. Love. Hakasav. I'm Rabbi Gamani. Nasat l'chem b'chukim. Like time mishpatim lo yichlu. Rabbi Yashi. Hi, Moshe Ravain. Hi, Moshe Ha'avain. B'chevel Yeshav. Rabbi Avraham Hacha. Kidvar Hashem Baza. Vim pasuk b'aschari. So the pasuk I'm saying that's terrible what he did. Vim pasuk b'aschari. If he stopped, what is his schar? Rabbi Avraham. Hakasav. I'm Rabbi Davazeh. Tarichu Yamin. Givaz. Rabbi Yashi. He seems to be
not the cool one in this
Masechta. Right, he has Rami Asher, Halacha Galim commits Sefer. So, right, he seems to be the one that was the expert in Hilchos Beis Akisa, Hilchos Beis Hilchos Mevayis Abtun Afis.
Also, I lied. They bring down from the Bach, but I
Oh, you didn't
I
see it.
realized it after.
Okay, yeah, I assume they would.